T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday alohas to you. You're just in time as we're getting underway with hour number 2, the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Or if you prefer to send me a text message, and many do, and that's fine by us, use the CSRP Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. Great to have you along. I'll try and catch up with the text line coming up here momentarily. First things first, though, let's go right to the phones here on Tuesday, beginning in Simpsonville, where Sean is our leadoff batter in hour number 2. Hi, Sean, and welcome.
Hi, Bobby Mack. How are you today?
So far, so good.
Yeah, this Sean from Simpsonville, the Navy vet. I've called you a couple times. I'm looking at the sample ballot for Tuesday's primary for my state senator. And, of course, we have Ross Turner. I have nothing else to say about that. Versus Janice, what's her last name, from the former mayor of Simpsonville.
Correct.
She was a Democrat mayor, and now she's running as a Republican against the incumbent.
I don't believe Janice is a Democrat. I believe she's a Republican.
Oh, well, she was very leaning to the left while she was in Simpsonville, Bobby, so that's all I have for you today.
Okay. Did she vote for the gas tax? No, she wasn't there to vote for the gas tax, was she? But fortunately for you folks there, Ross Turner was there to vote for the gas tax, so he had you covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good day, Bobby.
You too, Sean. Don't think he liked my answer. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I wonder who's more afraid of walking down the... who's more afraid these days? Walking down the street during the COVID flu virus versus walking down the street with anarchists. Here in Spartanburg, we have a 7 at night till 7 in the morning curfew. These terrorists that tried Soros, DNC-paid terrorism, picked the wrong state this time, carry a Ruger SR-45. They better go back up north or to California, because we don't play that game here. From Gary in Spartanburg. You know, it's interesting. I'll work my way back around to what I was about to say, because I need to catch up with the text line. But it's about the difficulty the police have in doing their job. Bobby, we all watched them murder cops. 3 cops still hasn't been arrested. Bob Rush missed it with the interview with that Charlemagne the God dude. He said, until you dismantle the thing that allows white supremacy, in effect, rule of law, constitution, and free market capitalism. Yeah, those are all good ideas. You bet. Let's dismantle all of those. Bobby, if Black Lives Matter as much as these protesters seem to believe, then why aren't they burning down Planned Parenthood? There's a fair question. Another texter, send in the Marines. Bobby, do the store owners get insurance money for this damage to their businesses? No, if a gentleman who called in the last hour is correct, and I have no reason to doubt his word, there is a rider in all these business insurance policies. If, you know, civil unrest, rioting, yep, sorry, that's an exception. Bobby, I'm sorry if I missed it. Did you cover what happened in Asheville last night by chance? We mentioned it. But it's more of the same. More of the same. You know, you've got a leftist mayor who's not going to empower the police department to defend the businesses of the taxpaying citizens for fear of inadvertently or maybe even deliberately injuring an anarchist in the process. Bobby Mack, remember the Baltimore Freddie Gray riots where the black mother went out and found her son among the rioters, quickly and appropriately thumped him upside his head multiple times, pulled off his mask and hoodie, and dragged him home by his ear. Where are those moms today? Bob, I guess Senator Tim Scott was ignorant of the use of tear gas to clear out St. John's Church for POTUS. Sounds like Tim Scott needs to shut up. That is fake news, by the way. Tear gas was not used by the park police. Smoke canisters. That's their official explanation. And even the guy from WTOP Radio said the reporters who were there didn't suffer any irritant reactions that you get from tear gas. What more evidence do you need? But that's not good enough for WTOP or for the liberal media. Bobby, am I the only one who sees the greasy community organizing don't let a blank, you fill in the blank, situation go to waste, race baiting, and dare I mention, no, hope I won't, the Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotoro, seriously, can I be the only one who smells the stench? Bobby, I'm growing suspicious of the timing of the death of George Floyd. No, I'm sorry, I'm not going there. These people have these game plans ready to go. All they're waiting for is a match to strike, and they swing into action. No more conspiratorial than that. That's the conspiracy that Antifa and the rest of these people are just, you know, they're in the dugout waiting for the game to start. Now that's the Tim Scott I remember. That's the South Carolina senator that trashed our president 3 and 4 years ago. How hard it would be for a senator to get the facts on Secret Service protocol? Not to mention, likely these same protesters were vandals the day before. Tear gas? Really, Senator Scott? Yeah, he shouldn't be spreading fake news. I mean, if I know what the park police said, if I know what the Secret Service said, and the Secret Service is going to say nothing because they are not going to reveal sources and methods of how they go about protecting the President of the United States. And if you're too stupid, media, to figure out why they have that policy, I'm sorry, but as I'm fond of saying, I can explain it, but I can't understand it for you. Bobby, everyone supporting riots is guilty for that guy's death, whom the store owner shot. They all said, yes, if a guy you don't know is murdered by police, then you should steal and destroy whatever you want anywhere in the country. Zero intelligence, zero compassion for those not involved. Zero positive results. Everyone in support of riots are all big zeros. You want to make people hate people? Great, do exactly what you're doing. This has nothing to do with justice. That already happened, and it's not enough. That's not enough yet. Hasn't played its way out. Bobby, this all boils down to the resistance, Trump derangement syndrome on the steroids of opportunity. I would agree. Bobby, that thug beating the woman with a 2x4, I would have dropped him like a bad habit. Chucky Chewmore says Trump creating photo op was disgusting. If that ain't the pot calling the kettle black. I don't know. I thought it was pretty impressive myself. You think Obama or any other president would have walked across Lafayette Park last night, given everything that's been going, given what had happened the night before, given that the park police and the Secret Service just had to fire smoke canisters and rubber bullets to drive off demonstrators who were throwing bottles at them filled with God knows what. Bobby, you just confused creepy Uncle Joe with that last comment. You said he'll end up like General Custer. He now thinks he's General Custard and has the best ice cream flavors of any Senate candidate. Brandon, formerly from Bobby Mack's Stomping Grounds. Bobby, my Chinese wife gets it without any input from me. She said the worst things are happening in Democrats and Democrat areas. She's only been here a few years. Yeah, but she's been paying attention. You know, people who have been born and raised here obviously have not been paying the kind of attention that she has. 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on Tuesday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pretty good guitar picker right there, George Benson. 421 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hey, Bobby, someone told me that they saw or heard something that the protesters were discussing going out into the suburbs next. Have you heard anything about that? If they do, I have a big feeling they'll be met with gunfire. Won't be the same result as what they get in the city. Well, they already did in Chicago last night, moved away from downtown, moved into some of the western suburbs. They went to Cicero and a few other places, and same stuff, you know, looted, destroyed stuff every place they went. 422 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Previous caller, Sean in Simpsonville, mentioned Janice Curtis, who was running against Ross Turner, and Janice is on the phone right now, not to defend her Democrat credentials, I'm assuming, right?
I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, yeah. Oh, no, Sean, but let me educate poor Sean.
Please.
And those like Sean. I have never in my life ever been a Democrat. And for someone to even suggest such a thing, I just can't imagine where this is coming from. But anyone that knows me can testify to the fact that I am a Republican, a conservative Republican, which there is a difference.
Yes, there is. You bet.
So I am a conservative Republican, and let me tell you, last night at the GOP stump speech event,
right,
my opponent actually showed his true colors even more, which is not surprising at all. He was talking about getting small businesses back to work and the fact that he had inherited his business from his father and all of this. I let it be known that I've built my business from the ground up and that I always buy from small business when possible, buy locally whenever I can. He sent out this slick mailer yesterday, and after doing some research on that, guess where this mailer came out of? None other than California, Santa Monica, California.
Well, nothing like that. So there are no printers available in Simpsonville,
no,
I guess.
No printers available in the Greenville County area at all.
Too bad.
Yeah. Had to go to Santa Monica, California, to JCI Worldwide. Well, where else would a globalist go to buy anything other than a worldwide
company? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Would you, since you have this opportunity as well, and we're talking with Janice Curtis, who is running against Ross Turner for a Senate seat, while you have this opportunity, Janice, would you like to deny that you ever voted for the gas tax?
I will emphatically state here today that I did not vote for that gas tax.
Well, thank you.
And that, and in addition to that, his education bill that he was so proud of and everything actually has a workforce diploma that will be given to our youth moving forward in life, which means that they will be nothing but workforce, and that's all they can ever be. This is America, and we raise our children to understand that you can be anything that you choose to be as long as you're willing to apply yourself. But when our state is limiting our youth before they even get their feet out here into the world, I've got a serious problem with that.
Yeah, me too. I was always taught, and my parents used to always extol to me, your reach should always exceed your grasp. And that's the way I always looked at it, you know?
Yes, always. Sir. You are absolutely correct. No question.
I appreciate your taking time, Janice, to call and to explain how you are not a representative. Your name will not be found in the Democrat primary on June 9th.
No, sir.
And also
it will not be found attached to the gas tax.
Yes. And I'm glad we were able to clear up both those points. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you
I appreciate
for allowing me to have that opportunity. Thank you. Keep up the good work, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you. Best of luck to you.
Bye-bye.
26
bye-bye.
After 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to Fountain Inn next. Just right down the road from Simpsonville, where Don, I missed one on here. Willie T. joins us this afternoon on his cell phone. Hey, Willie, how you doing today?
Hey, Bobby, doing fine. How about yourself?
Yes, sir. So far, so good.
So far, so good. That's good to hear. Listen, I want to make a couple of points here.
Sure.
You know, I've been listening about the last hour.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's kind of sad that people do call in and make statements that they hadn't verified. You know, not saying that they just called in and outright lied, but I think it's from just the lack of knowledge.
What specifically did you disagree with, Willie, that somebody said that you felt was not backed up by the facts?
Well, one guy was talking about a guy in Tulsa.
Yeah.
He said something about food stamp or welfare or something. I forgot what it was.
Health care for all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I
I've been looking. I hadn't seen anything about that. So, you know, I was trying to figure where he got the information from.
He claimed that this was a flyer. No, that's all right. Wait a second. Let me back up just a second. Let me tell you where he said that came from. He said that came from a flyer that was in a list of demands to the city of Charleston City Council. That came from some of the demonstrators. That's where he said that came from.
Okay. I'm still trying to verify that. I hadn't read anything about that.
Yeah. No, I hadn't either. It was news to me as well. But I took him at his word.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, you know, when Trump moved across the street to go to that church to do that photo shop with holding the Bible thing?
Yes, yes.
Those demonstrators that day were not violent. You know, they were peaceful demonstrators. They still gassed them and shot them with rubber bullets.
Well, earlier in the day, yeah, you're correct in saying that earlier in the day, the demonstrators that were in Lafayette Square were peaceful. But the park police said that as the evening wore on, right before the curfew started at 7, that there were people in the crowd that were throwing bottles and rocks and other things at them. And that's why they responded with the smoke canisters and the rubber bullets.
Yeah, a bunch of idiots, yeah. Okay, last point.
Yeah.
Black people really are pissing me off with this rioting thing. it's great, you know, the protest. It started out great.
Right.
You know, we were making a point.
And nobody has any objection to that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you got those thugs, I guess you call them, that come in from out of state.
Right.
And start to balance things, and it made all of us look bad.
You are absolutely correct. These people, these anarchists, come in for their own nefarious motives and essentially hijack a movement.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, pallets of bricks, you know, place in different spots in the city.
Right.
You know, give me a break.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's not what this should be about.
Yeah, but it worked, though. So, but anyway, listen, good talking to you. Good listening to you.
Willie, always a pleasure. I appreciate the call, my friend. Take care.
All right, be safe, okay?
Yes, sir. You too. You as well. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side. It's the Tuesday edition here on WORT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5. While we're talking about fake news like the tear gas fired into the protesters at Lafayette Park last night, which was not tear gas, by the way. Park police says it was smoke canisters. Notice how many of these demonstrators out there are holding their hands up as the symbol, hands up, don't shoot, from Ferguson, Missouri. That is a meme that has been discredited even by the Washington Post. And yet, you know, you repeat a lie often enough, as the media loves to do, and fiction becomes fact. And you see these kids out there with their hands in the air, hands up, don't shoot. Oh, boy. To the phones we go. Let's head to Fountain Inn. Is that right, Moneypenny? Is that where we're going next? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to Jeff, who is in Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, I want to ask you a question from ancient history about 40 years ago.
All right, sir.
I know you wasn't around then, but back about 40 years ago, Miami, Florida became the cocaine capital of the world. They were trafficking cocaine. They were shooting each other down in the street. And the Supreme Court ruled that their constitutional rights could be violated and their assets could be seized. So I'm just wondering if the president, you know, he's a genius, whether you like it or not, if he's going to designate these groups as terrorist organizations, and then when they find out that who we think is probably behind all this stuff, not to call any names, but his initials are George Soros.
Right.
They can go after his assets. They can seize his assets and put him completely out of business. I'm just wondering if that's got something to do with that.
There are all kinds of various legal avenues that can be pursued that can hamstring these people if they're declared a terrorist organization. For instance, the way they coordinate their activities from one state to another, where people in, let's just say as an example, Minneapolis, are sending emails or text messages to their cohorts in, let's say, Seattle or Portland. Hey, come over here. We need you over here for a demonstration. Those kinds of things would be illegal, and those people could go to jail.
You know, that's, you know, President Trump has over and over shown me that he's a whole lot smarter than they want to give him credit for. And,
you bet.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think that they're going to let these people get by. I mean, they have went way too far this time.
Yes.
This is completely out of control, and I don't think that they're going to get by with it this time. I think a bunch of them will end up going to jail over this, and I'll say praise Jesus if they do. I think that would be the fitting answer to what they've done. You know, people have lost their lives now, their businesses. You know, they say Black Lives Matter, and they're out there burning down black businesses. You know, people's worked their whole lives to have what they got, and while they sat on their can and done nothing. So black lives don't matter to them. They don't care about black people. They just care about themselves. And I don't give a pass to the white ones out there. You know, they're no count, too.
Well, there are elements in each of these groups that have their own agenda.
Absolutely. I hope I'm right about that.
We'll see. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
Thank
19
you.
Before 5, Kevin in Simpsonville is next up. Hi, Kevin, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to call and just give a little bit of a further explanation on you had Janice Curtis on there a few minutes ago, and I caught the tail end where she apparently had, I guess, a run-in with Ross Davis. And I'm not the biggest Ross Davis fan, but I'm definitely not a Janice Curtis fan.
I think you misspoke. I think you misspoke, Kevin. You mean Ross Turner. Yeah. Ross Turner.
Yeah, and so I live in the city of Simpsonville, taxpayer in the city of Simpsonville.
Right.
And so when she was the former mayor here, if you'll go back, if people will research her activities during that time, she was far from a conservative. If you look at what the – they didn't raise taxes, but they raised about every fee they could have raised, tried to raise other fees. If you look at what the people in the city of Simpsonville were paying as a disguise for a tax inside of public work fees and water fees and sewer fees and trash fees, everything went up. The level of services went down. They ended up farming that out to a private business out of Greer to handle sanitation. And you got less service, and all the fees for that went up. So less stuff is picked up, less frequency of stuff is picked up, and a number of things that should have been included ended up getting rolled on to us as property owners. They made attempt to raise business licenses, and a business license is just a racket for the city to bring in income. There's absolutely no return on a business license because everything service-wise is actually paid through the property tax. And then she made a comment about a mailer. Interesting, she was supported in a number of folks when she ran by a group of local folks. One of them happened to own a printing press, so it's kind of like a little bit of home cooking. He's printing stuff, she's paying him. It's a way to turn that money back around from the campaign finance part of view. But
well, don't you do business with people? Well, wait a second, Kevin. Don't you do business with people that you know who are friends of yours?
Yep, but let me tell you about the friends.
Well, then that's exactly what she did, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they go back and ask folks about the mailer that they sent, supported by a group that supported her, that was derogatory towards one of the candidates. It referred to him as a pig, and this is a diverse candidate, has a different lifestyle, and attacked, you know, innuendos against that lifestyle.
Did wait a second. Did her campaign put that out?
It was put out by the group that supported.
So, in other words, the answer is no, right?
I would say the answer is it's a direct attachment of the group that was funding her campaign.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the call. And you know, you don't want to vote for Janice Curtis. That's fine. You know, that is your perfect right. You know, you want to vote for a guy who voted for the gas tax, which has increased your gas prices by 2 cents a gallon for the last 3 years, and it's going to do it for another few more. Fine. Go right ahead. It's your vote. Do with it as you will. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back. More of your calls are on the way. And we also have that somewhat unique quarantine. And we also have some audio from Joe Biden attempting to answer questions from the ladies on The View about his being fast and loose with his hands when it comes to the ladies. Even the ladies on The View couldn't bail Joe out on this one. All that and more is still ahead here on Tuesday on WORD. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Nice Tuesday afternoon here in the upstate. We'll see what happens tonight across the landscape of America. See if we have more fires and disruptions. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville and bring in Jim next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. I've been downtown for the last 2 hours, and I have only counted a small number of the the protester types. But yeah, they're here and they're ready to go again tonight. Saw a group of three with one sign and a bunch of water bottles. And I saw one other guy walking around with an easel with his message on that. And there's a few other types that had backpacks on. They had their black clothing tied to the backpack. And they just they're not Greenville types.
Yeah.
So there's something going on tonight, and I'm not sure exactly what.
And while I have an opportunity to mention it, kudos to the way that this has been handled here in Greenville. I think, you know, they found the right balance between having a law enforcement presence from the Sheriff's Department and the GPD, and at the same time not going to some tipping point where what could have been a volatile situation was triggered by something. So it's a difficult balance, and I think they did a good job overall.
Well, I'm too old. I haven't been down there, but I saw the videos from some of the local TV stations and their live broadcasts on Facebook.
Right.
I was very surprised that it did not spill over. But as long as they're standing there screaming and yelling and holding a sign, well, that is the First Amendment.
You bet.
As soon as they throw a brick, that's now a crime.
Yeah, that's right. At that stage of the game, it becomes an entirely different situation, and one that I'm certain that they were prepared to handle and fortunately did not have to. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. Good to have you along.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure. I mentioned we've been doing some quarantines, and they kind of have played themselves out, but I came across one more that we can put into the rota here. Back in the 60s, a guy named Tommy Rowe was a very popular singer. He had a bunch of big hit records, including one called Dizzy. And so with what's going on with the Wuhan flu, he decided to write some new lyrics for it. So here is the 2020 version of Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Somewhat different tempo here. Go for it, Tommy.
Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. COVID-19 is making it spin. And this quarantine, when will it end? It's making me dizzy. First they said don't wear a mask, this virus will just work its way right through. Now they tell us that was wrong, wearing a mask is what we all must do. Yeah, they have us all so scared, looks like they were unprepared for a virus much more deadly than the flu. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. COVID-19 is making it spin. And this quarantine, when will it end? It's making me dizzy. Sheltering in place is another thing the experts recommend. Never used to drink, but now Jack Daniels has become my new best friend. Helps to free me from the stress, but it won't solve this COVID mess. No, it ain't the cure I recommend. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. Like a tornado, I'm calling the wind. Only a vaccine will make it all in. It's making me we'll be right back. making me dizzy. Dizzy, my head is spinning. COVID-19 is making me spin. Like a tornado, I'm caught in the wind. It's making me dizzy. I'm so dizzy.
Tommy Rowe.
It's making me
a remake of his big hit from the 60s, Dizzy, with COVID-19 lyrics. It's available on YouTube, by the way. I'm available with hour number three of the Bobby Mac Show coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.